email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we're over in Studio 8 in the company of Nevin Maguire. How are you doing, Nevin?
Hello, how are you, Ray? You good?
Now, before we do anything else, I have to mention that the lads, as in Paul Howard and Gordon Darcy, are involved in a number of events. They're doing a digital family event at 3 o'clock tomorrow, Saturday the 16th. Tomorrow is the 16th, in collaboration with Offaly Libraries. You can sign up at tickettailor.com by searching Gordon's Game. And they're in person for a children's event with Gordon Darcy, Paul Howard and illustrator Alan Nolan at 3 o'clock in Newbridge Silverware next Saturday, 23rd of October. And you can book into the Newbridge event by emailing gordonsgamenewbridge@gmail.com. gordonsgamenewbridge@gmail.com. And we put all that information up on our website if you missed any of that. So Paul Howard, 21 books. Nev Maguire, how many books? How many books?
16.
16. Right, you're playing catch up. Learning to cook with Nevin.
That's it. Yeah.
Now, this is brilliant because every recipe is four steps.
That's it, and that's the key to it. Keep it simple, have it practical, have delicious food. And if you want to, you know, for I suppose kids, but also adults. There's a lot of adults that don't can't cook. The idea behind this, I was doing kind of Zoom cook-alongs with kids, about 30 of them. We're doing it every Friday with Borbia, and that's how we came up with the idea for doing a very simple book that they can follow: how to chop an onion, the very basics at the back, but also there's 80 recipes, 80 pictures, and then steps, four steps. So that's the beauty about it. It's really, really pared back from any other book I've done.
I think it's going to be one of your biggest sellers.
I honestly think so.
Yeah, because you've gone through everything, haven't you? You've done the basic as a nearly home economics book, a textbook.
True.
You've done fine dining.
Yes.
Yeah, and this is somewhere in the middle here.
That's it. Well, this is right paired back to the basics and just enjoying it, and just there's a full chapter in it about if your food styling, because what's the one thing we do? We take pictures on our phone,
right?
So it's instant, and just giving them little tips, you know, and also kind of menu ideas, like a movie night, like a Christmas celebration, but this is aimed kind of at kids, but also adults too. So I think it's going to do really well.
Yeah, but there's a number of adults who have never cooked in their
absolutely.
Lives.
Absolutely. It's phenomenal. It's never too late to learn.
No, and I think what happens is the longer you leave it, the less likely you are to take it up. So a book like this is sort of entry level.
Well, definitely one thing I've seen, you know, for the whole lockdown, the engagement, and definitely more and more people are cooking. And that's one good thing that's going to come out of it. They're enjoying food. What was the main event of the day? The meal, dinner.
Yeah.
So that's one good thing that I've seen and is going to definitely kind of going forward. More and more people are interested where their food's coming from, what they're cooking at home. So for me, it ticks all the boxes. Yeah. Good food, cooked from scratch. You know, you're healthier, you're happier. And that's the key.
And McNean House is back open.
We're so happy. We're open since June and we have 60 staff back, and we're still doing 50% less rate, to be honest with you, but it's lovely to people in the building. And
do you find more and more that people are taking pictures of their
I like that. I don't mind.
Encourage it?
Oh, that doesn't bother me.
Right.
It's a big night. You must remember it's an anniversary, it's a celebration, it's a birthday. They take as many pictures, you know, of the food, of the staff, of me, whatever they want. I'm so happy to the people there.
No. Yeah. And of course, to put a filter on it, bring up the colour of it.
No, they don't need that with my food. You said Photoshop. As long as they clear their plate and they enjoy the food experience, I'm very happy with that. Yeah.
So what happens if everything goes according to plan, then next Friday you'll be up to 100%, will you?
I don't know if we'll ever go back to where we were.
We
definitely learned we have a better way of working, better experience for the guests. You know, we're doing about 53 for dinner tonight, so we would have been doing 90 to 100 a couple of years ago. So if I was to say to the staff, we're doing two sittings, one at 6 and one at 8:30, I think they'd probably cry in my arms.
So that's really interesting though.
Yeah, I definitely think we have a better way of working and a better experience for the guests and less stressful for the staff. You have to think long term. I describe our industry as very fragile because it's difficult getting staff. Thank God 50 of our original staff came back. We took on 10 new staff, and so many of them are local. Mm. Like, I'm here chatting to you, but my team is working away, and that's the beautiful thing. My head chef has been with me for nearly 17 years, my restaurant manager. So if you look after your team, that's the key.
But I suppose people are like saying, does that make financial sense for you then?
The rooms are the key, because we have 20 bedrooms.
Uh-huh.
So if you add in the bedrooms, you would have to do volume, you know, or look at a different model. It works for us, to be honest with you. And listen, the margins will be tighter because everything's going up, as you know, food costs, everything like that. But you know, there's more to life. It's about a good quality of life. We're 32 years in business, and please God, will be another lot of years. So
I was reading about you and thinking about you last week. You gave an interview to one of the papers, and you were saying that people comment on you on your weight. Is that because people feel they're allowed to because you're on the telly? Is that it?
Probably the widescreen TV makes me look twice the size.
Right.
No, I mean, like, you know, when people are very open and honest, and sometimes they say things that really they don't probably stop and think,
right.
You know, but it doesn't bother me. 99% of people are very funny and genuine, and they just love the TV, but they feel they can say anything to you. And then when you're the public eye, you know, you're the same. People will say things to you, you know,
they may not mean
it in a bad way, but they're just open and honest. Yeah. And listen, that just...
You look taller on the telly.
Taller, well,
that was my favourite one for me. You look taller on the telly. God, you're a lot balder than you look on the telly.
Oh, jeez.
I know. Listen, we've talked about this on a number of occasions, but decided to... Because, to be honest, I didn't really believe it. So I have to see it for myself. That's the type of man I am. I'm a cynic. So what I'm talking about here is the fact that Nevin Maguire DJed in nightclubs years ago, and for his 21st birthday, he got two SL1200s. Now, if you don't know what they are, they're sort of the industry standard record players for DJs. Isn't that it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah. And he's been Instagramming and all sorts of things during lockdown, playing his favourite tunes. And we said to him, we'll get Dex in, bring down some of your favourite tunes. And what did you think, Nevin Maguire?
Well, hold on. First of all, I thought you were winding me up.
Yes,
and secondly, I forgot to bring records.
Because you thought we were winding you up.
I really did think, because I have thousands of records at home. I have about a collection of 3,000. I mean, like, I've always loved this music, and it's something I never spoke about. And remember, in lockdown, at 8 months, we had no work.
Yes.
So Mella got my Dex revamped. I got a new mixer last Christmas, and we bought all the records down from the attic. And just a bit of fun. That's all it is.
We've been having great fun with puns. Because, you know, the crossover between chefing and DJing.
Mixing in the kitchen.
He's out of tuna. Yay!
I like that.
Yeah, I should have said that at the end. I think that's the best one. Because that's what the teacher in broadcasting school always keep the best one to the end. Yeah. Crosby, Stills and Nosh. That's not bad.
Okay.
Fleetwood, Big Mac. Yes. Yeah. Brack Sabbath. Yay!
Oh, I love it.
That's a Halloween thing. The Granny Smiths. Yeah.
Yes.
Buns and Roses.
Buns.
The Scone Roses. Yeah. Is Nevin going to whisk and shout? Yay!
Yes. You never know. There'll be no shouting. Bit of fun.
So, the lads in Little Lane. Is it Little Lane? Did we get... No. Session Hire.
Unbelievable.
We got the decks in today.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. And I brought in some of my vinyl. So I'll introduce you to this one. This is my favourite. This is my favourite piece of vinyl I have at home, right?
Okay.
I'm going to play you a bit of it here. Okay, here we go.
Now.
This is... Listen to that.
Hear the quality.
Do you hear that?
Oh, he's playing it too fast.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like throwing my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you.
So you just...
Sometimes I feel...
You just lock yourself away in the room.
Yeah,
Imelda and twins are outside, and you just shut the door and turn up volume to 100.
The twins probably think I've lost the plot,
to be honest with you.
It's only a bit of fun, and it's just literally beside where I live. I have a wee studio where I do movie videos, and I have two decks like this. I haven't got as good a mixer as that, to be honest with you. But it's just all old school vinyl that I've collected all my life. And it came out at Christmas.
And what about going on tour?
Oh, no.
Or maybe bring it, because I know you do all sorts of demonstrations all over the place, right? So you go into the local, whatever supermarket it is, and you teach them how to do a parcel of salmon or something like that with a lovely hollandaise sauce.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. And then at the end, you take out the decks and you have all the hands going mad.
You see, I think if you wanted people to leave the building, you'd put on my music. Because I know it's not for everyone. I mean, this music is a required taste. I've always loved it. And I still love it. And Imelda doesn't like it.
Would you stand by this one now?
Well, this isn't a bad one. I mean, like, it's a bit... the feeling... I like that. Hands in the air. It's a bit of fun.
I was thinking.
You prefer yours.
Yeah. Well. You see, I like the hits, you know.
Yeah, I know. And you see, that would be a collector's item, yours. Yeah, I was playing it too fast. You were kind of slowing it down.
Yeah, you see, you can do
just
that
chilling
with
it out.
Yeah. There you see
what? Yeah. You can have it really slow.
Speed it up. See, it's a pity because I've already offered my mixing talents to Claire and Breedy earlier on, and I was told to go away, stick to the radio. And now I'm a bit sort of, my self-esteem is down. I was going to suggest that we go on tour together.
Oh, Jim, what are you going to
suggest? You know what I mean? So what about that? Go on tour.
Well, come here. I'll make the ham sandwiches, the cup of tea.
Yeah, now, the only question mark is over the billing. You know what I mean? As in, not the financials, but on the poster. Who gets main billing? Is it like... You know, is it...
Sure, I'll be the warm-up.
Is it Nevin Maguire featuring Ray Darcy or Ray Darcy featuring...
No, it's got to be Ray Darcy.
What?
It's more catchy.
Is it?
It's definitely.
Is it?
Definitely, right. I think so.
Okay.
I'll be your commie chef, your commie DJ.
Brilliant. So coming to a nightclub near you, Ray Darcy and Nevin Maguire.
What do you like?
Yeah. Learn to cook with Nevin. Learn to cook with Nevin. Thanks so much for coming down
from
Black Line.
Great to see you.
Yeah, really good to see you. Seems we have a couple of minutes here. We play a bit of this.
Oh, look at it.
Okay. Thanks, Nevin.
I see you're playing your record. Thanks, Ray. Have a good weekend.
There you go, Kenny Satin and The Source. See, I'm all DJ now. That's how it goes, isn't it, Nevin? So Nevin and I will be on the road very shortly, touring the country. We're going to have to make plans about that. Cormac and Sarah on the way with Drive Time. We are back on Monday at 3 o'clock. Enjoy your weekend. Whatever you're doing, do it safely. Thank you.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.